Welcome to another Crittenden Press online podcast. I'm your host, Chris Evans. Let's get right to the show.
Welcome to the Rocket Postgame Report. Crittenden County finishes the regular season 3-7. The Rockets are coming off of a 49-0 loss to Madisonville from Class 4A, another ranked team. We've been shut out three times this season and all been to top 10 teams. Coach Starts, Madisonville's one of the best teams we've seen all season.
Yeah, I mean, they're solid. They have a lot of athletes, a lot of speed, and I keep telling Coach Clark that, you know, if the defense shuts the team out, we have a chance to win, and we would have won that ball game if they'd shut them out. But, you know, I mean, they have athletes all over the place. It was amazing to watch them. You know, they just did what they wanted to against us, and we just didn't have a chance. Both offensively and defensively, they're just a solid football team this year.
Coach Clark, do you want to respond to that? Because I don't believe we could have won that game had you held them to a shutout.
Well, if we'd have
gone to overtime,
if Travis would have returned that interception for a touchdown, we would have.
You'd have won it. Yeah, Travis Gilbert had his first interception of the season, and one of the highlights of the game, one of the few. Of course, we did. Grant Gardner played a good football game and moved the ball, but Madisonville's just tough. Lots of athletes. They scored on two 64-yard touchdown runs, a 59-yard touchdown run, threw a couple of long passes, just big plays.
Yeah, you know, and you know, I was talking to the coach before the ball game, and it's amazing that, you know, you lose two of your big linemen that they had like he did, and then take a wide receiver and line him up at defensive end, and he's quick as a hiccup, and he gets by a defense, offensive lineman quickly. So, you know, we knew that, and so we were shorthanded at offensive tackle. We had to flip-flop our offensive lineman in order to try to negate his speed, and, I thought Stephon did a great job against them, but that's what it is. When you have talent, you have speed, you know, it makes you look a lot worse than what you really are. But, you know, I can tell you, I was proud of our kids for the way that they fought. They played hard, and they've done that all year.
You know, we have played hard against, you know, it doesn't matter who we've played. If the team lines up against us, it's obviously overmatched us like it was last week. You know, they gave it their all. You have to give them that, and we have the same guys out there, offense and defense, whereas Madisonville rotated a lot of men and out. And, you know, we didn't see Madisonville's got the Clark boy who's going to Michigan next year. He's already signed a letter of intent, or committed, I should say, and he's he played defensive back, and he really didn't, you didn't see him as much as you did the quarterback Carr, who really looked good. And number 10, their running back, I can't remember his name right off the top of my head, but he was a go-go guy.
Yeah, I mean, it's just speed, but, you know, it just goes to show you that when you have athletes like that, you don't have to play them both ways. You can just play them one way and let them specialize in that position. So, you know, you have a kid that's going to Michigan, and we were able to see, his speed, his closing speed, and coming up to the line of scrimmage. You know, he plays safety, 10 yards deep, and then he comes up and makes a play on the line of scrimmage, a running play, and that says a lot for him. But, it's just when you have speed like that, it's amazing, you know, how it makes you look slower than what you are. And, you know, we're pretty slow, but they were amazingly fast.
How would you rate the Madisonville team looking back over the season? Of course, Timlin's got a pretty good football team we play. We played a Trigg County team that's been ranked, and Murray High's been top 10 all season long.
Well, I mean, I'd say they have to be the tops of what we played this year. And I say that because I think that they had speed all the way across, and Tillman has speed, but their go-to guy was J.D. Harmon, and Madisonville, I thought, had three or four guys that really could change it to the complexion of a game, just give them the football, and they did our game. So it'd be interesting to see how they handle the playoffs and what they can do in the playoffs.
You know, this is probably the best team Madisonville's had since somewhere back in the 1980s. And just when you know it's first year, we have ever played Madisonville since consolidation. So they have 18 seniors. So next year might be a different story.
Well, you know, I mean, what you hope is that our kids will take this and use it as a challenge to motivate them to get better, stronger physically during the off season, and understand the frustrations that we had to go through this year, and see if they can do their part and change it through the offseason and make it better for next year. And that's what we're hoping as a coaching staff. You know, we'll talk to them at the end of the season and see if that can happen and what they understand about it. And hopefully we'll get some leaders to make that happen for next year. So, you know, we have a good football team coming back. So, you know, we thought we had a good football team this year, but, you know, you can't control the injuries that has taken place. And we've had some untimely suspensions that really hurt us and, you know, ejection and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's really, you know, this year has really been a trying year. And I have to take my hat off to and credit the kids that it really have stuck it out, and the 90% of kids who made the right decisions and playing hard every day.
Coach Clark, you want to talk about some of the defensive guys? Bobby Knox had a big game with 6 tackles, and Stephon Cozart had 5 tackles. Stephon's just been, he's been that consistent guy, and Bobby has too. Bobby leads the team in tackles throughout the season.
Yeah, I'd like to say a couple things about Bobby. Bobby continues to get, he's gotten better the last couple weeks, and, you know, we put him in a position this year at linebacker, which was new to him. It's taking some time to settle in there, and he's just a hard-nosed, gritty-type kid. You know, he's your typical Rocket football player. He's just hard-nosed, gets out there and gives everything that he's got. And I'm proud of Bobby and the job that he does for us on defense. He's really good versus a run. And probably the thing that, you know, people don't realize is that he does a good job on pass defense too. This year we played a lot of teams that run that wide-open spread offense, and it forces you to put a linebacker on a receiver. And, you know, he's done a real good job defending you know, that fourth and fifth receiver that offense has put on the field. As far as Stephon goes, you know, he is he's really turned on latter part of the season, and he's just a solid competitor week in, week out. And, you know, he's blessed with a lot of talent and desire. And, you know, he has a way of getting kids fired up as well. And we look forward to him to continue to be that leader that this team go out and compete for victories. And you know, we're going to challenge him with that, but I'm proud of those guys. I'm proud of all our kids that are on the field, because you mentioned earlier, not many of those guys come off the field when it's offense, defense, and many times special teams. You know, and they're out there in the fourth quarter giving everything that they got, just like they did in the first quarter. And I think that's really something. You know, it's just a testimony to you know, the majority of our kids that do take care of their business, you know, that do work hard and you know, believe in the team concept and come out and do what's right.
You know, I'm just looking down through the defensive stat sheet, and we didn't have a whole lot of tackles this week. It's hard to tackle guys when you can't catch them, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I asked Bobby one time, you know, he scraped over perfectly one time when they run that little sweep outside, and he scraped and beat a blocker. Shed the blocker, and looks like that kid went right through him. And he said, "Coach, I don't know what happened." He said, "I reached out there, and then he was gone."
Yeah, yeah, they actually scored on 1/3 of their offensive plays there through 3 quarters, and then, of course, in the 4th quarter, it was kind of a mop up deal. But Coach Starnes, it's been a rough season. 3-7 wasn't what you expected, but these guys, you've got a lot of kids who have a lot of character, and a lot of them have shown that.
Yeah, and, you know, it goes back to the saying that we started this year. It is what it is, and the kids are playing hard, and we're proud of the ones that are out there. And you know, you can only do what you can do. You can't control a lot of things, and we couldn't control things. We could just, you know, survive and react to what has happened. And, you know, I think that's what we've done. But the kids that we put out there, you know, really think that they played hard and have done a good job, you know.
And we're going to the playoffs. We finished third in the district, and we will play the number 2 seed Hancock County next week at Hallsville. And we'll talk at length about the Hornets on Thursday with the podcast. Okay, until Thursday, this is Chris Evans signing off for our weekly podcast brought to you by Coach's Cleaners in Marion, Kentucky.